Today, I am celebrating my 36th pastoral anniversary, IHS, in His service. Glory to God. At this time of year on October 22nd, I celebrate and give honor to God for choosing and calling me to the gospel ministry as a pastor for the last 36 years. I wrote a special testimony note 9 years ago on October 22, 2009 to commemorate that date. 3 years ago, I reposted the testimony as I'm doing today. I pray that it may be a blessing for someone who is also IHS in His service, in the service of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My first call was as an evangelist in March of 1980. I've been 38 years in ministry. As an evangelist, the Lord has blessed me to travel in ministry around the world to Hawaii, Tokyo, Japan, Hong Kong, India, Germany, London, Washington, D.C., New York, Los Angeles, New Jersey, Texas, Missouri, Illinois, Florida, and all across the USA, ministering the very good news of Jesus Christ, my Savior, Lord, and my God. I'm led today to share the testimony of my call to the pastoral ministry. I was asked in 1982 to do a two-week revival at a church in Los Angeles. I was led by the Lord to anchor the revival and to minister on each Friday. I asked 8 other ministers to assist me in the revival, with each minister having a day of the revival to minister. The ministers and I gathered at my home to pray concerning that up-and-coming revival. We were praying in other tongues, and I went to the corner in my living room and was just praying when the ceiling got my attention. The ceiling appeared to open up, and I could see into the sky. There was an open Bible coming down from heaven. I didn't hear anything until the open Bible touched my stomach, and I heard these booming words, "This day, I've called you to be a pastor." I was shocked. No one around me seemed to know what was happening to me. They were still praying. I sat down on my couch in my living room and said, "Oh no, I don't want to be a pastor. I had been an evangelist for 2 years by this time. I loved being an evangelist." I said, "Lord, I will walk off and leave your people." The Lord said to me, "Helen, if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. It is not enough for you to be obedient to me, but you must be willing to be a pastor." I sat troubled and thought about what I was hearing. And then I said, "Yes, Lord." Immediately, I felt as if someone placed their hand around my heart and turned it. And then I heard, "This day, I have given you a pastor's heart to love and care for my people." That has been now 36 years ago today. And that touch from God has made all the difference in the world. I learned that there is a great difference between being a pastor and an evangelist. I have been challenged because I'm a woman pastor. But I remember in the Word of God in Numbers 22, verses 21 through 34, how God opened the mouth of a jackass, a donkey, and used it to save a man's life. Now, I don't equate myself or any woman called to the ministry to a jackass or donkey. However, if God will use an animal to save a man's life, how much more will He use a woman? I also stand on the word that says in Joel 2, verse 28 and 29, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit." This was also found in Acts 2 and verse 16. "But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Verse 17 and 18 of Acts 2 says, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaids, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy." I share this testimony because perhaps it may be a blessing to someone in the body of Christ Jesus. This is why I dedicate this post to each and every one who is called to the gospel ministry. Now, you must know that I will not debate my call with anyone. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 24 says, "And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle with all men unto all men, apt to teach, patient. The Lord's bondservant must not be quarrelsome, but be kind to all, able to teach, patient when wrong." I will not respond to any arguments. I simply believe that we are in those last days that were spoken of by Joel, where God is pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. Multiply blessings of grace, peace, love, and joy to each of you in Jesus' name. Again, I'm celebrating 36 years in his service. God bless each and every one of you today.